This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Talks on a debt limit deal for the United States continue into a holiday weekend as lawmakers and the White House try to avoid defaulting on the country's debts. AP correspondent Shelley Adler has more.
House negotiators left the Capitol in the early hours of Saturday without a debt limit deal with the White House. They're expected to return later in the day in hopes of reaching an agreement over the holiday weekend. It appears as though work requirements for federal food aid recipients have emerged as a final sticking point, as President Joe Biden says he thinks a deal is, quote, very close. In the meantime, Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen says the deadline for a potentially catastrophic default has been pushed to June 5th from an earlier estimate of June 1st. I'm Shelley Adler.
And President Joe Biden and top congressional Republican Kevin McCarthy were expected to have held a phone call, or believed to have held a phone call, within the past hour about the ongoing debt ceiling negotiations. This is according to a person familiar with their plans who spoke to Reuters news agency. McCarthy said earlier Saturday he's making progress in negotiations on raising the federal government's debt ceiling. Ukraine is prepared to launch its long-expected counteroffensive against Russian forces, according to Ukraine's National Security and Defense Council Secretary Oleksiy Danilov. In an interview with the BBC Saturday, Danilov said the counteroffensive is coming very soon and could begin as early as Sunday or as late as a week later. Danilov confirmed in the interview that the Wagner Group is withdrawing its mercenary forces from the war-ravaged Ukrainian city of Bakhmut, but he acknowledged that Wagner mercenaries are regrouping to another three